Lesson 6. The film photography triangle in action: aperture, shutter speed, and ISO. Let's do a quick recap of what we've learned in the latest lessons. 1. Aperture. The eye of the camera. The aperture controls how much light enters your camera by adjusting the size of the lens opening. It is measured in f-stops, e.g., f 1.8, f 5.6, f 16. The lower the f number, the larger the opening, allowing more light to reach the film, while a higher f number results in a smaller opening and less light. Aperture also affects depth of field, which determines how much of your image appears in focus. A wide aperture, low f number like f 2.8, creates a shallow depth of field, making the subject stand out from a blurred background. On the other hand, a smaller aperture, high f number like f 16, results in a larger depth of field, keeping more of the scene in focus. 2. Shutter speed, the timekeeper. Shutter speed refers to how long the camera's shutter remains open to expose the film. It's measured in fractions of a second, e.g., 1/1000th, 1/500th, 1/30th, or in full seconds for longer exposures. A fast shutter speed, e.g., 1/1000th of a second, captures a fleeting moment, freezing fast-moving subjects with sharp detail. A slow shutter speed, e.g., 1/30th or longer, allows more time for light to reach the film, which is great for low-light conditions or for capturing motion blur, like the smooth flow of water or the streaking lights of cars at night. 3. ISO, the sensitivity to light. ISO determines how sensitive your film is to light. The lower the ISO number, e.g., ISO 100, the less sensitive it is, making it ideal for bright conditions and producing finer grain. Higher ISO numbers, e.g., ISO 800 or more, make the film more sensitive to light, which is perfect for shooting in low-light environments but may result in more noticeable grain. The triangle in action: how aperture, shutter speed, and ISO work together. When you adjust one of the settings, aperture, shutter speed, or ISO, you're altering the exposure, and this impacts the others. If you open your aperture to let in more light, you might need to use a faster shutter speed or lower ISO to avoid overexposure. Similarly, if you use a slower shutter speed, you may need to close your aperture or lower the ISO to prevent the image from being too bright. Understanding how to balance these settings is key to capturing images that match your creative vision. Using the triangle for different types of photography. Now that we've covered the basics of the exposure triangle, let's explore how to use aperture, shutter speed, and ISO together for different types of photography. Golden hour photography. Golden hour is one of the most magical times to shoot film, and knowing how to take advantage of the unique lighting can elevate your photos. Golden hour occurs shortly after sunrise and just before sunset when the sun is low on the horizon, casting warm, golden light. The light is softer, and the shadows are longer, which creates a beautifully natural ambiance for both portrait and landscape photography. When shooting during golden hour, it's essential to understand how your settings will interact with the lighting conditions. First, you'll want to use a slower shutter speed because the sun is lower and the light can be softer. A slower shutter speed allows more light to hit the film, which is essential in these lower light moments. For portraits, a longer lens, like 110 millimeters or equivalent, can help keep your shadow out of the frame while allowing you to capture those gorgeous, warm glows without unwanted distractions. If you're shooting landscapes, try to avoid a wide-angle lens to keep long shadows from sneaking into the shot. You should also consider overexposing your film by one or two stops, as the light can change quickly during golden hour. By overexposing, you allow the film to capture more of that soft, glowing light, resulting in warmer and more saturated tones. Metering frequently is a good idea, as the light shifts rapidly during this time. Golden hour photography requires quick thinking and practice. Time flies, and once the sun starts to set, the opportunity for that magical light disappears fast. Be prepared to shoot quickly, and enjoy the beauty that golden hour brings to your photos. Aperture. To take advantage of the soft, diffused light, you can use a wide aperture, e.g., f 2.8 to f 5.6. This will allow more light to enter, giving you a beautifully blurred background and a dreamy, shallow depth of field. Shutter speed. Since the light is still strong, a moderate shutter speed, e.g., 1/250th to 1/500th, should be sufficient to freeze any movement. If you're shooting moving subjects, like people or animals, you can adjust the shutter speed accordingly. ISO. Keep your ISO low, ISO 100 to 200, to take advantage of the bright light, which helps achieve sharp, clean images with minimal grain. Night photography. Shooting at night can be tricky because there is less available light, but the results can be magical, with rich contrasts and ambient light sources. In these situations, you need to use your settings carefully to properly expose the film. Aperture. Use a wide aperture, e.g., f/2.8 to f/5.6, to allow as much light in as possible, ensuring that your exposure isn't too dark. Shutter speed. You'll likely need to use a slower shutter speed, e.g., 1 second or longer, to capture more light. A tripod is essential to prevent camera shake and get sharp, long exposure shots. ISO. Opt for a higher ISO, e.g., ISO 800 to 1600, to increase the sensitivity to light and avoid underexposed images. Keep in mind that higher ISO values will introduce more grain into your images. Shooting film at night can seem intimidating, especially if you're used to bright daylight photos. But with the right tips and some experimentation, you'll soon feel confident in low-light situations. Here's a quick guide on how to shoot film at night or in dim environments. 1. Choose a faster speed film. When shooting in low light, it's crucial to pick a high ISO film, 400 ISO or higher. The higher the ISO, the more sensitive the film is to light. This allows you to shoot with slower shutter speeds or smaller apertures. Opt for something like Portra 800 or Cinestill 800T if you're shooting color film, or push black and white film like Ilford HP 5 to 800 or 1600 ISO for better results. 2. Meter for highlights. Night scenes, especially those with bright lights like at a concert or carnival, can be tricky to meter. In such cases, meter for the brightest areas, the highlights, and then open your aperture a bit, f/5.6 or f/4, to avoid underexposure in the shadows. Color film can handle overexposing highlights well, so don't worry about slight overexposure. 3. Use a tripod for stability. When shooting at night, especially for landscapes or stationary subjects, a tripod is essential. It allows you to use slower shutter speeds without the risk of a camera shake. If your camera has a mirror lockup function, use it to avoid mirror shake, and consider a cable release to trigger your shutter without touching the camera. 4. Don't be afraid to use flash. If there's little to no light, don't shy away from using a flash. If you want to capture a moment in low light or illuminate a subject in the shadows, use flash. If you don't want any ambient light, meter for the flash and set your aperture and shutter speed accordingly. If you want to include some of the surrounding light, meter for the scene's light first, and adjust the flash to match. 5. Use a lens with a wide aperture. A lens with a wide aperture, f/2.8 or larger, is crucial for night photography. It allows more light to hit the film, which is vital when shooting in low light. If you can, opt for a lens with a wider aperture like f/1.4 or f/2. With rangefinders, shooting at slower shutter speeds is easier since there's no mirror slap, which makes night shots more manageable. Landscape photography. Capturing sweeping landscapes often requires a balance between getting a sharp, detailed shot and ensuring proper exposure, especially if the scene has both bright and dark areas. Aperture and depth of field. Aperture controls how much light gets into your camera and affects how much of your photo is in focus. For landscape shots, you usually want everything sharp, from the front to the back. To do this, use a small aperture, a higher f-stop number, like f/8, f/11, or f/16. This keeps everything in focus and gives your photo that crisp, wide view. If you want to focus on just one thing, like a tree or mountain, you can use a wider aperture, a lower f-stop, like f2.8 or f4. This will blur the background and make your subject pop. But for most landscape photos, a deep focus is what you want. ISO. ISO controls how sensitive your camera is to light. A low ISO, like 100 or 200, is great for bright, daytime photos because it keeps the image sharp with little to no noise, that grainy look. If you're shooting in low light, you might need to bump up the ISO, like to 800 or 1600. But watch out, higher ISOs can add noise to your photo. For film photography, you'll be stuck with the ISO of your film, so choose one with a lower ISO, like 100 or 200, for cleaner shots. For digital cameras, keep it low for the clearest photos, but raise it if you need more light. Shutter speed. Shutter speed is how long your camera's sensor or film is exposed to light. In landscapes, slower shutter speeds are often used, especially if you want to capture motion like flowing water or clouds moving across the sky. Try something like 1/15th or 1/30th of a second to give those motions a soft, dreamy effect. If you need to freeze motion, like in windy conditions or if you're photographing animals, go for a faster shutter speed, like 1/500th of a second. A faster speed also helps if you're shooting handheld so the photo isn't blurry from camera shake. To sum it up, for great landscape shots, you'll want a small aperture for sharp focus, a low ISO for clean images, and the right shutter speed to capture or freeze motion. Get these settings right, and you'll be able to capture stunning landscapes. Portrait photography. Portraits are all about capturing the personality and essence of the subject, and your settings will play a big role in how you achieve this. Aperture. Use a wide aperture, e.g., f2.8 to f5.6, to blur the background and focus on the subject. This helps your subject stand out and adds a beautiful, dreamy quality to the image. Shutter speed. For portraits, a fast shutter speed, e.g., 1/250th to 1/500th, is essential to freeze any slight movement and ensure your subject remains sharp. If you're shooting in a well-lit environment, you'll usually have no problem with this. ISO. In portrait photography, you want to keep your ISO low, e.g., ISO 100 to 400, to avoid grain and ensure that skin tones look smooth and natural. If you're shooting indoors or in low light conditions, you may need to increase the ISO. When shooting portraits, balancing these three settings, aperture, shutter speed, and ISO, is key to getting the best results. The aperture controls how your subject stands out against the background, the shutter speed ensures your subject remains sharp, and the ISO keeps the image clean and true to life. By mastering these settings, you'll have full control over your portrait photography and be able to achieve beautifully composed, sharp, and flattering images that capture the essence of your subject. Whether you're shooting in a studio, on location, or in natural light, understanding how to balance these elements will elevate your portrait photography to the next level. Conclusion: mastering the triangle. Aperture, shutter speed, and ISO are the foundations of film photography, and understanding how to balance them is essential to getting the results you want. By experimenting with different settings for different types of photography, you can enhance your creative expression and produce stunning images that capture the moment in the way you envision. Whether you're shooting during the golden hour, capturing the beauty of the night, composing a breathtaking landscape, or focusing on the details of a portrait, the exposure triangle will help you take your photography to the next level. Remember, each of these settings affects the others, so practice, observe, and experiment to find the perfect balance that suits your style and the situation. With time, you'll master the exposure triangle and unlock endless creative possibilities in your film photography journey.